Indonesian search and rescue workers are continuing the grisly task of recovering human remains in the waters off Jakarta following the crash of Lion Air flight JT610 with 189 people on board. Early indications suggest the aircraft may have been travelling at more than 500 kilometres per hour when it nosedived into the ocean. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker has been monitoring the recovery effort.
Today we've been at the port where the search and rescue teams are going out to the crash site. We've seen dive teams sort of going out on one boat and they're supposedly coming in on others. They switched to a 24-hour search last night and they've had people, 14 ships I was told, at the scene sort of overnight. They've had sonar equipment and a drone in the water. Presumably with some lights perhaps to be able to search underwater. And from early this morning, the divers were back in the water as well. I mean, we're told they've now got 24 bags of body parts that they've accumulated and brought into Jakarta. They're being taken to a police hospital and they're still collecting debris that has been floating on the surface. But they're concentrating very much now underwater, trying to find the fuselage and presumably the bulk of the passengers that might still be inside.
Has the wreckage been located? There were some reports that the tail section had been spotted.
Yes, they've sighted the tail, but not the fuselage itself. And presumably that would give them confidence that they're in the right area. Certainly the tail, I understand, is in the broad area where a lot of the debris was floating on the surface. So you'd think that there's a very good chance they might find the fuselage or at least know where it is today. Here at the search and rescue headquarters, we've seen sort of boards with maps and charts showing just what they're focusing on. You can see that the area out there has been divided into sort of 8 or 9 separate areas where they're searching at different times. So, you know, it seems to be a fairly meticulous search involving literally hundreds of search and rescue people and police and military divers as well.
The crash does raise a lot of questions about the airworthiness of what was a very new aircraft, it must be said. Hopefully the aircraft's black box recorders can reveal what went wrong.
Yes, I mean, until that happens, it's just a lot of speculation, really, about whether it was pilot error or technical issues. But, you know, we're getting more detail today on some of the issues surrounding the plane itself. The fact that there was a very erratic sort of flight path. It took off within a couple of minutes. It had reached 2,000 feet, but very quickly dropped 500 feet and veered sharply to the left. Then it managed to regain height, then it dropped again. And in fact, the day before, we have been told by Lion Air there were some technical issues then as well. One passenger on a plane from Bali said that power seemed to keep cutting out as they took off from Bali to Jakarta. So those issues, we're told, were resolved. But it does seem more than coincidence that similar issues were happening on that day to what happened yesterday. So you can't help but wonder whether that was somehow a factor in this crash.
And Lion Air does have a poor safety record. What have Indonesian authorities have had to say about the tragedy?
Well, look, the President Joko Widodo immediately ordered an investigation. But certainly, yes, Lion Air is one of many airlines in Indonesia that has a questionable safety record. It was one of several airlines that was banned for several years into Europe, for example. It had that re-entry into the European market reinstated a couple of years ago, and all the other airlines that were also banned have been reinstated again this year. But there are continuing questions over its safety record, because going back even 20 years, there have been a spate of accidents and incidents, you know, a fatal accident in 2004 that killed 25 people, that dramatic sort of landing in Bali where the plane landed in the water and people managed to escape unhurt afterwards. But there have been so many incidents that people are sadly not surprised that it's Lion Air that has crashed in this way.
Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker talking to me there.